young to see unspool on the screen. The country no one wants creeps into your every sentence. You're bad at goodbyes. Each night, you set a plate at dinner for the sister who leaves. Family by another name. Forgive her when she walks away. While you force the gates open, one at a time. A gentle hand pushing in. You can win her back, your childhood, and remember instead where you first learned to ride a bike. Her gentle hand pushing you away. Just smile wide. Here's how to get everyone to stay. The wind on your face, like the month you first met your love. Paper clips linking in your stomach. Remember, here's how to get rid of the dust. Your home so far away. The fog high around your head. You can write the spell. You can redraw the map. You can fight your way back. Partition. If I say the word enough, I can write myself out of it. Like the driver rolling down that partition, please. Again and again, and a new nation springs up in the limo. Alive for a night, just one night. Partition, red lipstick smudging lines into the sand. Partition, our bodies tangled, refusing the break. The fresh flag rolls over our naked partition. How easy to make a word just a word, to bite its skin with our teeth and slit. We divide and become something new. My God partitions sunlight into many rays. They dance, partitioned on the sidewalk, against the trees, my skin. My God partitions asphalt from asphalt. Each crack I dare not step for the fury it'll cause my mother resting in her sky. The ground partitions into what will grow and what won't. Even nature is fractured, partitioned. I want to believe in rebirth, that what comes from death is life, but I have blood from someone's father's father on my hands and no memory of who died for me to be here. Other body. I walk throughout the day with my organs out. The mosquitoes orbit my blood. I watch a petal open into a skirt of pink. And think of how I waited for my first period for years, and the morning the red stain rippled in the toilet. How I played football with the boys in the school park, and my mustache grew longer than anyone in my class. In my sex dreams, a penis swings between my legs, a pendulum clock tower puncturing my days. I watch myself destroy the bodies of others. Wetness blooms across the sheets. Mother, where are you? How would you have taught me to be a woman? A man? Can you help me? Each day without you, I pile questions and whisper them to your new body, the earth, and the grass laughs in my face. Sometimes I laugh alone and for a moment forget I was talking to you. Sometimes I let my grief go and my body is fully mine, fully alive, dancing, boy, girl, feet pounding the ground. National Geographic. I see my not me on the news. She who weds for her sweet 16, mosquito bites for breasts. My not khalas trace her hand with mendi, a plate of matai bursting at her feet. My not khalus dance, pound palm to drum, stave off monsoons. My not abu checks the sheets for her blood the morning after, brandishes the satin like a flag, his pride singing through the town. There is my not me again, the one I could have been, drowned in a burqa on her way to the market, fingering mangoes through gloves, nahari steaming for hours at the flat shared with my not husband's family. My not me's eyes brilliant and green, decorating the pages of Western magazines, eyes that earn a white man awards and showings, but eyes that stay niqabed in the mountains while my not me rims her son's mouth with salt to trick his belly into not hunger. My not me celebrating Diwali, lights gathered at the base of her door. My not me Indian, worshipping a host of different gods, calling all their names, my not tongue, not foreign, not accented, not strange. My not me not worried about Taliban, but still worried about men. My not me on the bus, divided among the passenger's hands, abdomen gutted, left on a road to die. Still, not me, alone, and not me. WWE. Here's your cousin in her best gold-threaded shalwar kameez, made small by this land of American men. Every day she prays, rolls atta, pounds the kima, at night watches the bodies of these glistening men. Big and muscular, neck full of veins, bulging in the pen. Her eyes cudgeled, wide, glued to sweaty American men. She smiles guilty as a bride without blood, her love of this new country, cold snow, and naked American men. Stop living in a soap opera, yells her husband, fresh from work, demanding his dinner, American. Men take and take, and yet you idolize them still. Watch your cousin as she builds her silent altar to them. Her knees fold on the rundown mattress, a prayer to the pen. Her thusby and TV, the only things she puts before her husband. She covers bruises and never lets us eat leftovers, a good wife. It's something in their nature, what America does to men. They can't touch anyone without teeth and spit, unless one strips the other of their human skin. Now that you're older, she calls to say he hit her again. This didn't happen before he became American. Even now you don't get it, but whenever it's on, you watch them snarl like mad dogs in a cage, these American men. You know it's true, and try to help, but what can you do? You, Fatima, who still worships him. Stank. Each morning I stitch a scowl over my smile, let my eyes sass every person standing between me and the bus stop. My eyelash is icy, call it survival, call it eyeliner so crisp it could kill a bitch. You look prettier when you smile, says the traffic guard, and I cut out his tongue, a pet snail slimy in my palm. Each crooked smile that comes my way, I take all their lips and mount them to my wall. Hey, can I get your number? And the air sucked through my teeth cuts the windshields open, dead day of summer, don't fuck with me, bitch. I'm queen of the clapback, thesaurus is on my throne, got dead bodies in my closet, cause of death, thirst. Cause of death, frostbite, burn, too hot, too cold. Look, I'm not good at eating chicken. And yes, my family did raise me right. Yes, they stripped their bones and cracked them clean open to suck. Would fight over cartilage and knuckle, sip the marrow's nectar from urn. Yes, I watched. Yes, I'll teach my children the same. To savor the sound of their teeth against bone, pulling and pulling, always in search of more. But right now I'm alone in a strange city with money in my pocket, no children waiting to be fed or taught. Meat on the bones, skin in the trash, joints a trap of bird and muscle wanting to be chewed. Let me be young and disrespectful. Let me leave my plate in unfinished slaughter. Let me spend and eat until I, no one else, says I'm done. Oh, pussy, the things I've pulled from you. Clove of garlic, yellow juice, fingers forgotten, sleeping beauties, pyrites many-faced shine, daffodil head in full bloom, wind-heavy seed, blood clot, lip, thick tongue, red name, yogurt tampon, popcorn kernel not yet popped, blonde hair from a roommate's head, cottage cheese discharge, house on the prairie, dog bark and all, new couch, lost rubber, highlighter, broomstick, brush handle, cucumber, you, wizard pussy, you, puss of charms, well-read puss, uncomplaining puss, soldier puss, miracle fruit, weathering all my experiments. You cast your spells and the infection is gone. You cast your spells and my body lives. You cast your spells and another doesn't grow inside of it. Pussy of marvels, shrine I take for granted, shrine I don't deserve, but who blesses me always, always. Partition. I pluck my ancestors' eyes from their faces and fasten them to mine. Widowed tree, roads caravaned with cars, round date palms trampled, the house packed in 20 minutes, suitcase crammed with toys and atta. The war no one calls war crisps my Ulu's tongue. He runs towards and away while the field, while the ghost trains deliver bones, burnt, while I bury the stories of my dead at the tree's base to dig up when winter ends. How'd your parents die again? Again? As though I told you how the first time. Everyone always tries to theft, bring them back out the grave. Let them rest. My parents stay dead. Their dirge, my every morning's minaret. All the world's earth is my mama's grave. The water droplet on the park's sunflower petal, her name. I kiss every stone and it becomes my father's tomb, his grave. They said I was too young for the funerals, so I played dress up at home. I've never been to my daddy's grave. My ache, two jet fuels ruining the sun's set play. The bee's discarded wing glazed into honey. Everywhere I look, graves. Would I trust a god that promised me my family? Does it matter how, if they're gone? 25 years, a grave, what's left of their remains? Does it matter how? There's no place to see them again. Home is the first grave. Super orphan. Today I donned my cape like a birth certificate and jumped, arms wide into the sky. Woke up, parents still gone. Outside, the leaves yawn, rechristen themselves as spring. I know, once there was a man, or maybe a woman. Let's try again. Once there was a family. What came first? What to do then, when the only history you have is collage? Today I woke, a king over Gotham. The city sinning at my feet, begging to be saved. The same dream again, police running after my faceless family with guns. My uncle leaps into a tulip-filled field, arms turning to wings as bullets greet him. Today I woke, slop-lipped and drunk, cards in my hand, joker on my chest. Today I woke angry at the world for wanting to make more like me. Are all refugees superheroes? Do all survivors carry villain inside them? Today I donned my cape like a birth certificate and jumped, arms wide into the sky. How else to say I am here? A starless sky is a joy too, ending with a line from Nikki Giovanni. If you for a second can put away the dead, you'll see. Always the extra candy Uncle M brought for you and your sisters because he too missed your mother. No complaints of too young and too much sugar, the stacks of lollipops and Tootsie Rolls shaped into dinner. Praise the days before the family fled each other. Everyone gathered in the backyard, birdie zipping from racket to racket, ice-cold cola in your Auntie P's stern hands waiting inside, the night fading to night, fireflies sparkling the dying grill. Even if you didn't have one, someone's door always open, a drink ready at the table. Their doors always open, almond oil at the table. Older cousins who saw you at Uncle M's burial, hair ratted in tangles. Each older girl, names you can't remember, dipping your strands, combing the ends, and spinning tales of your beauty. He died, and the blood family broke, spilled like runny egg on toast. Your aunties turned to ghosts after they put him in the ground, flowers laid. Orphans make family of anyone and everyone, universal blood. Charity child, hair always brushed, government lunch, and not enough money for the bus. All the women flung their doors open, neighborhood, your name, plaited tresses until they behaved. What's blood anyway, other than a river waiting to wake? What's blood anyway, just a river waiting to sick? Orphan turns strangers to mud, quakes the earth. Cancer stalks each woman in your life to her grave. You and the doctor got different definitions of family, so papers asking for blood history stay empty. Oh well, let's put away the death waiting to happen. It always gets into everything. It wasn't so bad, really. Ramen seasoning flavoring your morning eggs. And sure, there was Ulu who quieted your knees to prayer, forts built with a knife as the key, and the latch to the neighbor's barbecues, strangers lazy Susaning you on laps and whispering, I could be your mom if you need one. And yes, of course you needed one. And in the end, you managed to get all the mothers you could ask for. You managed to get all the mothers you asked for and called them a different name instead. Auntie. Like Auntie A, who dressed you up in a witch's costume that first Halloween and took you out when your sisters didn't want you around. You had her all to yourself that night, riding the bus for hours. The city, yours, its alleyways and veiny side streets unfolding at your touch. Yes, America has failed every immigrant to enter its harbor. The dream they came for breaks like family. But here is the dream no one expected, her hand to hold, the streetlights guiding your path. This night, packed with its costumes and pretenders, and you, at the center, finding something real. And you, at the center, finding something real. Your auntie, a play mom, the child she lost forgotten, your parents laughing together on their underground date. Hand-sewn kapra each Eid, velvet scrunchies to match. Your best friend's Bulgarian mom, thermometer when you didn't have one. Your Uncle Fuzzy's Urdu, bomb, salam to every friend who came through the door. Fingers in the cheese, fresh roti sizzling the pan, onions and jam. How their families put aside a special plate, no pork, just for you. Maryland's Auntie Debbie asking after you when she called. The America that found you alone and opened. The doors, the windows, the strangers turned to mud and then sprung again, quakes stilled, cracks filled, this kindness, this hope, which kept you alive and fighting. The recklessness that kept you alive and fighting. You and your sisters dangled bare brown legs over the fire escape during winter's cold just because. No one there to watch or tell you no. Hot chips and burnt pasta sauce for dinner again. Three-way calling boys, no Auntie G to cut the line and hiss haram. The nights of no curfew, just you, your sisters, and your own rules to make and break, wolves hungry and hunting without adults, scenting your path. Three girls with no one to tell them what to do. Three girls pledging allegiance to each other. Three girls staking their flag orphan, and no one understands all the while you are quite happy. If they come for us. These are my people and I find them on the street and shadow through any wild, all wild, my people, a dance of strangers in my blood, the old woman sorry dissolving to wind, Bindi a new moon on her forehead, I claim her my kin and sew the star of her to my breast, the toddler dangling from stroller, hair a fountain of dandelion seed at the bakery, I claim them too. The Sikh uncle at the airport who apologizes for the pat-down. The Muslim man who abandons his car at the traffic light, drops to his knees at the call of the azan. And the Muslim man who drinks good whiskey at the start of Maghrib. The lone khala at the park, pairing her kurta with Crocs. My people, I can't be lost when I see you. My compass is brown and gold and blood. My compass, a Muslim teenager, snap back in high tops gracing the subway platform. Mashallah, I claim them all. My country is made in my people's image. If they come for you, they come for me too. In the dead of winter, a flock of aunties step out on the sand. They're the buttas turned to ocean. A colony of uncles grind their palms and a thousand jasmines bell the air. My people, I follow you like constellations. We hear glass smashing the street and the nights opening dark. Our names, this country's wood for the fire. My people, the long years we've survived, the long years yet to come. I see you map my sky, the light, your lantern long ahead, and I follow, I follow. Notes. For Peshawar is in reference to the terrorist attack on the Army Public School in Peshawar on December 16, 2014. 141 people were killed, including 132 school children between the ages of 8 and 18. In Partition, in 1946, a woman registers to vote. Laylat al-Qadr refers to one of the most powerful nights during Ramzan, when the verses of the Quran were revealed to Prophet Muhammad. In 1947, Laylat al-Qadr fell on August 14th, Independence Day for Pakistan. Ghusl refers to the Muslim ritual of washing a close relative's body before burial. In How We Left film treatment, the phrase Pakistan Murdabad means death to Pakistan and was used heavily during partition to express anti-Pakistan sentiment. The languages listed in From are English, Urdu, Hindi, and Punjabi from top to bottom. In Haram, Astaghfirullah means I seek forgiveness from Allah. Surah means a chapter in the Quran. In Western culture, owls are regarded as wise and often denote authority. In Urdu, owl translates to ulu, which means idiot. Partition, it was 2000, is after Tim Siebel's. The Last Summer of Innocence is after Dinez Smith. Partition, August 15, 1947, is after Charlotte Abatsi. Halal is after Safiya El-Hello. Khuda Ka Shukr means hallelujah. National Geographic is after Kate Daniels. This is Fatima Asker. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of If They Come For Us. This program was directed by Olivia McKenzie Smith, executive producer Sarah Jaffe. Text copyright 2018 by Fatima Asker. Production copyright 2018 Penguin Random House LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.